Well, Keith, unfortunately, Aston Villa have had more managers than league wins. I'm sure you're aware of that stat. How much of this appointment, given that context, has got to be right?
All of it. I think we've got to make this the right decision, and I think it is. It's been overwhelmingly well received by the fans and I think by the general football media. But the most important thing for me is Steve Bruce, as a man, I'm convinced is the right manager. I do believe it's this personal side of being able to be a great man manager to get the best out of the players that will come to the fore. And I think he's the right choice, and it will be proven to be in the short and medium and long term.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's aware of his record in terms of the promotions out of the Championship, and so much of it relies on the relationship you're going to have with him, the relationship he's going to have with the players as well. So what was it during that process of interviewing that impressed you?
Well, as I say, when I first met Steve, I could see, as has been commented on recently in the media, that he looked fit, he looked refreshed, and he looked really ready to go again. And it was obvious that he was ready for this challenge. It just came very clear. That was my first impression, just seeing him. The more we talked, it became obvious again of the basics he wanted to go back to were exactly what we agreed and we're aligned on. And it was about the management of the players and the squad and getting that right. And that's what I think is the key factor we've been missing.
OK, so that was what he brought to the conversation from his perspective. What did you tell him that you wanted?
Well, stability and obviously promotion. There's no secret. That's what we need to get Villa back up to the top. And I told him that I wanted him to build a squad that was going to compete every single week to the best of their ability. And that's what the fans expect. Mm. We've seen glimpses of it with this squad this season, which has been so frustrating. We see some great periods of play, but we need to see it and get it across the line. Mm. And that's where I think, Steve, is that factor just getting us over the line.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I mean, there's pressure at any time, any football club in any division. You've effectively got three quarters of a season to do what would be a season's goal, get Aston Villa promoted. So right from the get-go, again, we've got to start seeing some changes straight away and changes that work.
Of course, manager's under pressure every week. Mm. And I think he did tell me, though, that when he came to Birmingham, they were 15th at Christmas and he got them up. We're not quite at Christmas yet, hopefully. And he's got to get... As I say, we're that close. The feeling has been that we are very close. We're just that little bit of extra to get us over the line.
Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know how much input Tony Shaw's had into this, and obviously we've seen his tweets as well. Still as enthusiastic as ever, but still as demanding as ever.
Absolutely, and why wouldn't he be? Mm-hmm. He's got every right to be demanding. Tony's been very great with the process. We've kept him updated on a daily basis as to what's going on. He's offered his input and his thoughts, but he's left Steve Rand and myself basically to do the search process. Mm-hmm. And we're all happy with the outcome. Tony had the final say, and he's very happy with to get Steve. And experience is something he values greatly as a businessman. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody can argue with the fact that Steve's results and his experience.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, again, you've got a nice, tasty little home derby against Wolves at the weekend. The atmosphere around Villa Park will be... maybe in some quarters interesting because of Steve's history with St Andrews as well. But I think, like you say, most of the fans, but not all, have been very receptive about this. To those that have still got one or two doubts about the history, what do you say?
Well, I did say earlier that the last time Steve was at Birmingham, the Proclaimers were number one in the charts that long ago. It is a long time ago. In football terms these days, it's eons ago. Mm. Things are moving so quickly in football. And we're talking a decade ago almost. Mm. So we've got to move on. He's the right man for the job right now. We've got to get Villa back in the Premiership. He's the right man to do it. Let's get our club back up there.